Welcome into Halftime here on 95.7 KQWC, as it is time for our Seniors Saluting Seniors program, presented by Windsor Manor, home of Webster City. Our Halftime interview this week, we are talking with Roland Story senior Cody Long. Cody, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So obviously right now you are in the middle of your senior football season. And just for you personally, how would you say right now that your senior football season's going for you?
Obviously 1-2 start is not the start that we've kind of hoped for. I think that we've faced some really tough programs and really strong programs, but I know we're just a real strong program. We're real hungry for a win, so we're going to come back swinging. Conference play starts here real soon, or district play, excuse me. So we're ready. We're coming for this district title.
And outside of football, what are some of the other activities that you've been involved in your 4 years at Roland Story?
I've done basketball and track as well, and I've had some pretty good success there. I'm also involved in FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and then freshman year I did baseball.
All right, and outside of that, when you're outside of the classroom, outside of the athletic competitions, what are some hobbies that you have in your spare time?
I like to go bowling a little bit, hit up golf. I love a little quick nine holes of golf. Other than that, really just hanging with friends and just kind of trying to enjoy senior year.
And of course, with those, with being in athletics, obviously, and in the classroom a lot, being around your friends, you're around your peers quite a bit. And a kind of a two-part question. The first part, obviously, in the classroom, how would your peers describe you, Cody Long, as somebody in the classroom on a day-to-day basis?
I think they would maybe describe me as maybe brings a little bit more light to the room. I know sometimes homework gets a little boring, and it's kind of got to be time to lock in and get that schoolwork done. But, there's always that time where, class has just got to be a little bit of fun too. So I think I can bring that to the classroom. And I think I can also, flip the switch and, get done projects, get assignments done, homework done, help people out, kind of do whatever I can.
And on the flip side of that, obviously, I've seen you in athletic competition and the way you compete. How would your teammates say that you, Cody Long, are as a competitor on the floor?
I hope they see that I'm putting everything I can on the table every chance I get. I mean, I try to put it into perspective that any play could be your last play. So I just try to give it everything I've got. I broke my hand and I'm playing with a cast on it. I'm just trying to make everything of that. I've had to endure a change from playing slot receiver, switching to running back, and then being a long snapper, snapping originally with two hands, switching to one. So I'm just trying to adapt and change to the game. Just wherever the coach needs me, that's where I'll gladly play.
And from there, like you said, you're involved in a lot of athletics and some stuff outside of the classroom or outside of the athletic fields as well. And obviously that can boil down to a lot of achievements that can come your way in all of those areas. If you had to narrow it down to one or maybe even two achievements that really stand out to you, what are those one or two achievements that you're most proud of from your time in high school?
I think being able to say that I was starting as a sophomore, as a safety. I think that's probably one of my most proud achievements, just because that was such a great group of guys that I got to play with, and I was just, I think I took advantage of the time I got to spend with them. So I was just glad I got to have a little more practice time with them.
And from there, obviously, a lot of memorable moments have probably gone into a lot of your athletic career and academic career as well. If you can narrow it down, what's a moment that stands out to you as, a moment or maybe a couple of moments that stand out to you as some of your favorites from your high school career?
I'd say, making it to state these past 3 years in shuttle hurdle, that's been really fun with these guys, and long jump as well. That's been real cool to see my progress and my growth in there. I think kind of just growing up with all these guys I've been to school with in the past 3 years, just being able to have memories with all of them and laugh about good times and all that. I kind of find the now being a senior, I'm starting to find the joy in all of this, these little things that I used to take advantage of.
And of course, throughout your high school career, you have a lot of role models. Everyone has a role model in high school, whether it's your parents, your coach, one of your coaches, a teacher. It could be someone that was an older sibling or someone that was a couple years ahead of you that showed you the ropes. Who would you say that, if you had to narrow it down, who is that role model or have been those role models for you in your time in high school?
I'm going to say Boaz Clark. Boaz Clark was just a phenomenal basketball player. He's playing basketball at Central right now. And, you know, he was just a great role model in showing how you really should practice and how you practice with 100% effort every single day in, day out. And he also is a great representative of his faith. He showed love and care and encouragement towards everybody and never really brought anybody down. So it's just he's probably the best role model I've had in my career here at Roland Story.
And finally, Cody, obviously you graduate from Roland Story in May. As of right now, what are your future plans as it stands at the moment?
Right now, my sights are set on playing football in college. I'm not totally sure where yet. I'm undecided. But I'm just reaching out. I've got a couple colleges that I'm just kind of staying in touch with, and I just can't wait to kind of see where God takes my journey, just where he leads my life.
Well, Cody, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior football season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much, Quinn.
Yep, that was Cody Long of Roland Story here on our seniors, saluting seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. We're back with halftime stats next here on 95.7 KQWC.